And so, an uplifting story to start your week. How about a song to go with it? Stephen Thompson, writer and editor for NPR Music. What have you got for us this week?
All right, I've got one of my favorite new artists of the year. It's a big band from Brooklyn called San Fermin, which is the brainchild of a classically trained 24-year-old composer and pianist named Ellis Ludwig Leone. But he doesn't sing. Instead, for this band, he recruited a singer named Alan Tate and the two women who also sing in another wonderful band from Brooklyn called Lucius. So you have three great singers performing with this grand little pop orchestra. And this particular song, it opens San Fermin's self-titled debut. The song is called Renaissance.
It's easier far away. Imagine this another way. I know the light to every play. The best ones cry. So please come wake me. Yeah.
San Fermin is one of the most inventive new bands I've heard in ages. Its songs are stuffed with all these swells and surprises and hairpin turns, but it's not really show-offy. It's not technique for the sake of technique. It can be grandiose and inspiring, or it can be gloomy or simply pretty, and it can bring out these sudden little bursts of emotion when you least expect them.
It sounds like, you know, we are hearing a highly trained classical musician turning to pop.
Essentially, yeah, there's so much going on. All these singers and players are making music that fans out in different directions, but it's at its heart, it's the vision of this one guy, and it's altogether, it's equal parts pop music and folk music and classical music, and it's really good at all of them.
And that one guy is, again, the 24-year-old composer and pianist Ellis Ludwig Leone, who recruited singers to perform for the big band San Fermin. This song we've been listening to, Renaissance. What do you think of it? Let us know. Herenow.org. And NPR music writer and editor Stephen Thompson, just a quick question. Are people, like, camping out outside your door with their releases?
To overthrow me and take my job?
Well, or to bring you their music, because you don't hear music like this anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we hear music from a lot of different places, and I mean, we get these bins full of CDs to sift through, and obviously in these days we get a lot of music sent to us via download. It's just a matter of sifting and winnowing through the bulk and looking for things that poke out and surprise and thrill us. And this is a perfect example of something that just came out of nowhere and blew our minds.
Yeah. Well, thank you for sifting for us. Stephen, Stephen, thank you.
Thank you. My pleasure.
For my head, and they're scaling the walls, but I'm still dreaming.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Robin Young.
I'm Jeremy Hobson. This is Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from GEICO, protecting drivers and their families with insurance coverage for over 75 years. More at geico.com or 1-800-947-AUTO.